哈利路亚，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢神带领我们平安过了一个星期。
Thank God for protecting us throughout this week.
早上根据圣经一起来查考神向我们所定的旨意。
And according to the Bible, this morning we would like to discuss on the topic the will of God is for us.
有一次会议当中有人这么提问。
And in one of the meetings, someone asked,
基督徒可以购买乐透吗？
Are the Christian allowed to purchase lottery tickets?
忽然间我不知道怎么回答。
All of a sudden, I didn't know what to say.
从来没有想过这个问题。
I have never thought of this question before.
所以当下也没有回答。
So at that time, I did not answer this person.
但是会后我就去思考这个问题。
But after the meeting, I thought about the question.
基督徒可以购买吗？
Can Christian purchase lottery tickets?
如果说可以。
If so,
那请问圣经记载在哪里？
Where is it recorded in the Bible?
如果说不可以，
If not,
那又记载在哪里？
Where is it recorded in the Bible?
这种问题不是传道人说你说了就算。
And it's not what I said that counts.
因为一定要依照圣经的话。
We have to go by the words in the Bible.
赞成可以购买的人说，
And those who agree that Christian can purchase lottery tickets said,
用一点点的钱买一个希望不可以吗？
And can you use some money to buy a hope?
反对的人这么说。
Those who oppose said,
神让我们平安，为什么要贪心呢？
God give us a peace, why do we greed for money?
这个叫做见仁见智。
And this is whoever thinks, and he says,
难道圣经的道理也有见仁见智吗？
Can the Bible be like so?
我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
31节
verse 31.
哥林多前书第十章三十一节
Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God.
无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
这是我后来想到圣经的话。
And this is what I thought about after the meeting.
后来也比较体会一点。
And now I can experience this.
原来神的旨意有两种。
There are two kinds of wills of God.
一种是原则性的。
And one is in principle.
因人而异。
And you do what you want.
因地制宜。不同的地方，不同的人，对圣经的认知是不同的。
And in different places, in different people, the explanation of the Bible is also different.
包括每一个人的灵程也不一样。
And it depends on your spirituality.
所以行出来的就不一样。
And so the action can also differ.
这个叫做原则性的。
This is doing it in principle.
所以这里告诉我们，无论做什么。
And here tells us whatever we do.
包括你要不要购买乐透。
Whether you buy, whether you purchase lottery ticket or not,
想一想，购买乐透可以荣耀神吗？
Think about it. Can buying lottery ticket glorify God?
我这里也没有答案。
I have no answer here.
自己想一想，如果可以荣耀神，那多多益善，多买一点。
So if you think this will glorify God, then go ahead and purchase tickets.
如果不能荣耀神，一张也不能买。
If not, do not even think about it.
我们再看哥林多前书十章二十三节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but all things do not edify.
这个就是原则性的神的旨意。
And this is the will of God in principle.
无论做什么，
in all things that we do,
要想到两点。
Think about two things.
第一点，
first,
有没有益处？
Does it benefit?
对我有益处吗？
Is it helpful for us?
对别人有益处吗？
Is it helpful for other people?
对教会有益处吗？
Does it benefit the church?
是不是可以造就人呢？
Does it edify people?
可以造就我吗？
Does it edify myself?
可以造就信徒吗？
Does it edify the members?
买乐透，不管有没有中奖。
No matter if you win the lottery or not.
可以造就人吗？
Does it edify people?
有人有信徒就这么说。
Some members said.
当然他也是开玩笑说。
And of course, he was joking.
那各地教会不是常常会有人建造会堂吗？
And in many places throughout the world, aren't there people building church chapels?
像我们喜瑞都不是要重盖吗？
And like our church, Cerritos here, we are thinking about rebuilding the church.
那重盖现实问题就是钱嘛，
And the most important thing about rebuilding a trouble is money.
如果我买乐透中奖了。
If I buy the lottery and win the top prize,
那全部由我奉献就好了。
Then I will donate all the money to build the chapel.
大家不用那么辛苦。
You don't need to work so hard.
那不是可以造就人吗？
Doesn't it edify people?
那我就问，那可以荣耀神吗？
Then let me ask you, does it glorify God?
因为都是你全部都是你奉献嘛。
If you offer everything,
那真的盖起来了。
And you build a chapel.
啊，那有人从这里经过。
So when somebody drive past by,
看到这么富丽堂皇的会堂。
They see a great, magnificent chapel.
他说：哇，不错，这一间会堂不错。
They say, wow, this chapel is wonderful.
但是另外一个人会说。
But then the other person would say,
啊，那没什么稀奇啊。
Oh, this is nothing.
因为那是乐透才送的。
Because the lottery, that they built this out of lottery money.
我们再看哥林多前书第六章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12. Verse 12. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
不会受到辖制。
I will not be brought under the power of any.
神的旨意告诉我们。
God's will tells us.
无论做什么事
No matter what you do,
有被辖制吗
Are you being controlled?
你喝咖啡有被辖制吗
Are you under control of caffeine?
没有喝咖啡会睡不着呢
If you don't drink coffee, you cannot sleep.
这个跟有一些人抽烟喝酒一样嘛
And it is like smoking and also drinking alcohol.
没有抽烟浑身不舒服
And if you don't smoke, then you feel very uneasy.
没有喝酒心里会难过。
If you don't drink beer, you feel bad.
到底要不要喝呢
？So should I drink alcohol?
有没有被控制住呢
？Are you being controlled?
我可以不喝，我也可以喝。
I can drink or I cannot drink.
我没有受到他的辖制。
I'm not under the control.
不会因为没有喝会很不舒服。
I don't feel bad just because I don't drink.
这个就是原则性神的旨意。
And this is the will of God in principle.
那另外一种
，But the other kind
就是。明文规定神的旨意
And this is the will of God in literal meaning
就是圣经很明确地告诉我们
And if the Bible tells us clearly
不管你是谁
No matter who you are
不管你是信徒还是传道
No matter if you're members or ministers
你就是要照这样做
You have to go by this
比如说帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4
第三节这么说
Verse 3.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。这叫做神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
明文规定。
This is the rule in literal meaning.
比较粗俗一点的话叫做白纸黑字。
And this is in plain English.
就是这样规定。
This is the rule.
不用讨论。
There's no discussion needed.
不用说啊，这个神的旨意是谁要遵行呢
？You don't need to think who will need to go by this will of God.
啊，什么时候遵行呢
？Or when to abide this will?
不必，就是每一个人都要随时随地都要遵行。
And、no matter who you are, where you are, you need to abide by this.
神的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁。
God's will is for us to be sanctified.
一定要追求。
We have to pursue this.
然后到圣洁的地步。
Until you're sanctified.
当然圣经讲的圣洁也是两个层次。
And when Bible talks about sanctification, there's two levels.
那个是以弗所书四章二十四节说的。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 says.
真理的仁义和圣洁。
In righteousness and true holiness.
圣经强调圣洁是属真理的。
And when the Bible talks about holiness, it is pure.
那属真理的圣洁有两个层次。
And there are two meanings to this.
一个是人与人之间的圣洁。
One is the purity between people.
比如说男女之间的关系。
For example, the relationship between a male and a female.
要保守圣洁。
You have to keep pure.
另外一个层次。
The other level.
人与神之间的圣洁。
The people.
人与神。对，人与神。
The relationship between God and man.
旧约圣经不是常常这么讲吗
？In the Old Testament, it often says.
神责备那些百姓。
God rebuked his people.
你们是淫乱的。
You are immoral.
啊，淫乱，他们真的有男女关系不检点吗
？Do they have impurity in the relationship between man and woman?
没有啊。
No.
只因为拜偶像。
No, because they only worship idols.
所以属灵的淫乱是拜偶像。
So the spiritual immorality means they worship the idols.
所以以弗所书四章为什么要这么强调是 真理的圣洁，不是一般的圣洁。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24, it talks about the true holiness, not the regular holiness.
那追求圣洁就是明文规定神的旨意。
To pursue holiness means you keep the Bible's word literally.
所以我们今天要来查考这个明文规定神的圣的旨意。
So today we will talk about the literal meaning of keeping the will of God.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
15节看到18节。
Verses 15 through 18. Verse 15. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourself and for all. 16. Rejoice always. 17. Pray without ceasing. 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
And this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
我们刚才看了四章第三节。
We have just read chapter 4, verse 3.
现在是五章十五节到十八节。
And now we're reading chapter 5, verses 15 through 18.
很明确告诉我们神的旨意是什么。
And it clearly tells us what are the wills of God.
这不是原则。
This is not only a principle.
这是明文规定。
This is a literal meaning.
那圣经的这种明文规定神的旨意也不是只有这两段。
And the literal rules in the Bible does not only contain these two passages.
它还有其他的。
It includes other passages.
但是我们今天来光看这个地方就可以了。
But today we will only focus on these two areas.
从这里开始思考。
From here we start our thinking.
神向我们定的旨意是什么？
What is the will of God for us?
以便来检视自己的信仰历程。
To reflect on the level of your spirituality.
这里的神的旨意有四点。
And there are four points in explaining the will of God here.
第一点。
The first.
常要追求良善。
You have to pursue goodness.
这个就是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
第二个。
Second.
常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
第三个。
Third,
不断的祷告。
Prayer without ceasing.
第四个。
Fourth,
凡事谢恩。
In everything, give thanks.
那什么叫做良善呢？
And what is to pursue what is good?
以华人的字典来看。
And from the Chinese dictionary.
它叫做仁慈，叫做正直。
You are kind and you're righteous.
那表示说那个就是中国人的解释啊。
This is an explanation from an ancient dictionary.
对。良善的解释。
And this is the explanation of the word good.
那圣经呢？
What's the definition of the Bible?
圣经对良善的解释是什么呢？
What is the explanation of Bible about the word good?
我们请看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
十六节十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
马太福音十九章十六节十七节。
Matthew chapter 19 verses 16 and 17. 16. Now behold.One came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing should I do that I may have eternal life? 17. So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
这里强调只有一个是良善的。
Here emphasize that there is only one who is good.
还提到除了神以外没有一个良善的。
Other than God, there is no one who is good.
直接讲，良善属神。
So directly speaking, a good means God.
那神的旨意要我们追求良善。
God's will is for us to pursue goodness.
那怎么追求？
So how do we pursue this?
因为只有神是良善的。
Because only God is good.
所以以神的立场来讲。
So from the perspective of God,
良善属神。
Goodness belongs to God.
但是这个良善的神对我们的要求是什么？
But this good God, what is his requirement for us?
我们先看二十一节。
Let's read verse 21. Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
做完全人。
To be a perfect man.
主耶稣也跟这个少年财主说。
And Jesus told this young ruler,
你要做完全人。
You have to be a perfect man.
要达到完全的地步。
You have to pursue perfection and reach it.
良善的神对我们的要求。
The good God gave a requirement for us.
就是良善的神的旨意。
And this is the will of the good God.
做完全人。
To be a perfect man.
新旧约通通一样。
It's the same in Old and New Testament.
创世纪十七章第一节。
In Genesis chapter 17 verse 1.
神告诉亚伯兰说。
And God told Abraham.
我是全能的神。
I'm the Almighty God.
你当在我面前做完全人。
You have to be a perfect man in front of me.
到了主耶稣的时代。
And during Jesus Christ's time,
除了这里这么说以外,
other than the passage that we have just read,
马太福音五章四十八节,
in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48,
主耶稣说,
Jesus said,
你们要完全像天父完全一样,
you have to be perfect like the Heavenly Father who is also perfect.
那这样就很清楚了,
this is very clear.
良善的神对我们的要求,
the good God gave us this requirement.
神的旨意就是神的要求啊。
And God's will is His requirement.
是神的命令啊。
This is His command.
是神的期待啊。
It is His expectation.
他希望我们成为完全的人。
He wants us to be a perfect man.
那以这个马太福音十九章这一段。
From the Matthew chapter 19 passage.
少年财主的追求。
This is the pursuit of the rich young ruler.
他是有相当的追求。
He pursues after God.
所以他主动来找耶稣。
So he came to God automatically.
而且对主耶稣的称呼的认知是跟一般人不同的。
And the calling of Jesus Christ is different from other people.
因为他称主耶稣为良善的夫子。
Because he called Jesus Christ a good teacher.
那是不同的称呼咯。
And this is a different calling.
不是一般的夫子咯。
And this is not just a regular teacher.
所以主耶稣也吓一跳啊。
So Jesus was astonished.
诶，你怎么这样称呼我呢？
Why do you call me good?
除非你认识我是谁。
Unless you know who I am.
因为我就是神啊。
Because I'm God.
啊，不然你怎么会称呼我我是良善的夫子呢？
How else would you call me a good teacher?
因为人没有良善的啊。
Because there's no one good in this world.
那我主耶稣是从天上来的。
Jesus Christ came from above.
那当然我是良善的。
And of course I'm good.
除非你认知到这个地步嘛。
Unless you know about me.
这是主耶稣的解释哦。
This is an explanation of Jesus Christ.
那这个少年财主要来问耶稣。
So this rich young ruler came and asked Jesus Christ.
该做什么善事才能得永生？
What do I need to do to inherit eternal life.
诶，这个人在信仰上有相当的追求。
And we can see that he is pursuing a spiritual life.
主耶稣就告诉他。
So Jesus answered him.
要进入永生就当遵守诫命。
To enter into eternity, you have to keep the commandment.
少年财主很有把握的问耶稣。
So rich young ruler confidently asked Jesus.
请问耶稣，你现在在讲的那个诫命是什么样的诫命呢？
And which commandment are you talking about?
诶，他说啊，就是十诫后面那六诫啊。
And he said the last six commandments in the ten commandments.
简单讲就是爱人如己啊。
Simply speaking, to love others as yourself.
我少年财主很有把握说这个我都有遵守。
The rich young ruler confidently said, "Yes, I have been keeping these."
到底他真的遵守了还是吹牛呢？
Did he actually keep these commandments, or is he bluffing?
我个人看是吹牛了。
I think he's just bluffing.
啊，你有爱人如己。
You love others as yourself?
真的吗？
True? Is it true?
我不相信你。
I don't believe you.
他真的爱人如己吗？
Did he really love others as himself?
为什么这么说呢？
Why did I say this?
因为从后面的反应我们就知道了。
Because from the latter response we can tell.
主耶稣说，我希望你能够做完全人。
Jesus said, I hope you can be a perfect man.
怎么做完全人呢？
How do you be a perfect man?
变卖所有。
Sell all you have.
帮助需要帮助的人。
Give to the poor.
再来跟从我。
And come follow me.
他就没有办法。
And he said no.
他没有办法接受。
He could not accept this.
我所有的财产。
All my belongings.
都奉献的。
To give to others.
两手空空的。
I have nothing in my hand.
一无所有。
I have nothing.
来跟从耶稣。
To follow Jesus Christ.
这两个要求都高难度的。
And these two requirements are very difficult.
将所有的变卖，然后帮助需要帮助的。
To sell all you have and give to the poor.
那我呢？
What about myself?
那你就破产了。
Then I'm bankrupt.
这第一个高难度。
This is the first difficulty.
你刚才不是说你爱人如己吗？
Didn't you just say you love others as yourself?
那你全部的财产拿去帮助人是应该的。
Then sell everything you have and give to the poor. This is something you should do.
因为很多人比你更可怜。
Because there are many people who is more unfortunate than you are.
很多人需要帮助。
There are many people that need your help.
那你现在有这个能力啊。
Now you have the ability.
那你应该这样去做啊。
So you should do this.
当主耶稣跟你讲说你就这样去做啊。
If Jesus said, go and do this.
你说哦，做不到。
Well, sorry, I can't do it.
啊，你不是爱人如己啊
？Didn't you say you love others as yourself?
说刚才你那个是吹牛的。
So you were bluffing just now.
第二个难度。
Second difficulty.
还要来跟从我。
You come and follow me.
哇，这太难了。
This is too difficult.
如果我们去对照马太福音第八章
，If we go and compare Matthew chapter 8,
有一个文士不是要来跟从耶稣吗
？There's a scribe said, "I will come and follow Jesus Christ."
因为他发现耶稣很厉害。
He realized that Jesus Christ is Almighty.
因为马太文七章二十八节二十九节就是这么说了。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 28 and 29 says.
马太文五章到七章是在讲登山宝训。
Matthew chapters 5 through 7 is talk about the Sermon on the Mount.
那很多人上山去听主耶稣讲道理。
Many people followed Jesus up to the mountain to listen to his sermon.
听得很满足。
They were satisfied.
所以他们发现。
And they realize,
耶稣讲到正向有权柄的人
and Jesus speak with authority.
所以道理领受了主耶稣的道理之后很满足
So after hearing the message from Jesus Christ, they were satisfied.
因为很满足
Because they were satisfied.
所以马太福音八章一节
So in Matthew chapter 8 verse 1,
耶稣下山
Jesus came down from the mountain.
有许多人跟从他
The multitude followed him.
我很纳闷哦
And I question myself.
奇怪，这些人都不用上班呢。
These people don't have to go to work.
不是在山上已经听很多道理了吗
？Didn't they just listen to many words from Jesus Christ on the mountain?
应该回去你的工作岗位啊。
They should go back and work.
回家去吧。
Go home.
你还是有家人的。
You have a family.
但是这些人就很满足啊。
But these people were completely satisfied.
这是主耶稣讲道。
And this is a sermon from Jesus Christ.
第二个
，Second，
这些人发现。
These people realized.
主耶稣讲的道理跟文士讲的道理是不一样的。
There's a big difference between the sermon by Jesus Christ and the scribes.
因为主耶稣讲的道理可以感动人。
Jesus Christ's sermon can touch people.
文士讲的道理可以给我们很多知识。
And the sermon from the scribe can give us many knowledge.
但是还是主耶稣的比较好。
But Jesus Christ's sermon is still better.
所以他们马上做一个比较。
So they compare between the two.
因为主耶稣做的事跟文士做的事是一样的。
Because what Jesus Christ did and the scribe did was the same.
这是解释律法，解释圣经啊。
They explained the law and the Bible.
主耶稣在阐明圣经，哇，不一样哎。
And when Jesus was explaining the Bible, they feel different.
很特别。
It's very special.
主耶稣也真的是阐明律法。
And Jesus also explained the laws.
他说古人说。
The ancient people said.
不可杀人。
Do not murder.
不是不可杀人，也是不。除了不可杀人，是进一步不可恨人。
Not only you should not murder, you cannot hate anyone.
古人说，那就是律法说嘛。
The ancient people said, or the law says,
不可奸淫。
Do not commit adultery.
就是说，不是不可奸淫而已哦。凡看见妇女就动淫念的，就是跟这个妇人犯奸淫了。
But Jesus said, not only can you not commit sexual immorality, if you look at a woman with lustful eyes, then you have committed adultery with her.
古人说
，The ancient people said,
不可奸淫。
Do not commit adultery.
不可去做。
Do not do it.
主耶稣说，不但不可去做，连想都不可以。
Jesus said, not only can you not do it, you can't even think about it.
那主耶稣也是在解释律法。
Jesus is explaining the laws.
那文士的工作也是解释律法。
The work of the scribe is also to explain the laws.
可是当听的人发现说，哎，同样是解释是不一样的。
But the audience, when they hear it, they feel differently.
主耶稣在解释律法的时候
，When Jesus explains the law,
让听的人得到生命的满足
，and the audience received a satisfaction in life.
这是他们发现的。
This is what they realized.
所以后来八章就要提，马太福音第八章有提到。
So in Matthew chapter 8, it mentioned
有一个文士就跑来找耶稣了。
There was a scribe that came and speak to Jesus Christ.
说我要跟从你。
He said, "I want to follow you."
主耶稣说啊，等一下，等一下。
Jesus said, "Wait a minute."
你讲清楚之后再来了啊。
Think about it clearly before you ask the question.
因为你身为文士
Because you are a scribe.
你安居乐业
You are satisfied with your work.
工作稳定
You have a stable job.
不用到处乱跑
Don't come and run around with me.
那如果你来跟从我
If you come and follow me,
你就是不如狐狸也不如飞鸟
Then you are not even like foxes or the birds.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝。
And foxes have holes, and birds have nests.
人只是四处流浪。
But I am nowhere to lay my head.
因为要传福音嘛，所以当然要四处去啦。
Because I need to preach the gospel, so I have to go everywhere.
没有一个稳定的地方。
There's no place, a stable place for me to live.
这种生活方式你要吗
？Do you want this lifestyle?
你不要只有看到另外一个面相。
Don't only look at one side of it.
哇，主耶稣讲到这么厉害。
And Jesus is gifted in preaching the sermon.
我要来跟从他。
I want to follow him.
等一下，等一下，这哦，你看，只有看到这个一面哦，太少了。
Wait a second. You only see this surface. This is too little.
你应该要去体会另外一面。
You need to experience the other side of my life.
传福音的生活模式。
And the model of preaching the gospel.
走到哪里
？Wherever you go.
工作就在那里。
There's your work.
走到哪里
？Wherever you go.
就在那里用餐，在那里住宿。
And this is where you live and eat.
今天睡这里，明天睡那里。
You may sleep here one day and sleep in another place the other day.
你会习惯吗
？Are you? Can you get used to this?
有些人说不习惯了，换了床铺就不习惯了。
And、some people said if I don't sleep on my own bed, I can't sleep.
传福音的人不可以这样。
And as a preacher, we cannot do this.
传福音的是只要有睡觉的时间就赶快睡，就睡着了。
If you're a preacher, if you have time, then you have to sleep.
不一定要有床铺。
You don't even need to have a bed.
只要有时间睡觉就睡着了。
As long as there's time, then you can sleep.
好，你要说这个是恩赐，那就是恩赐啦。
And if you say this is a gift, then well, then it's a gift.
所以主耶稣就是要跟他讲这个。
So this is what Jesus wants to tell this person.
当然，圣经没有说这个人到底后来的回应是什么。
Well, the Bible did not mention how this scribe responded to Jesus.
因为那个不重要了。
Because this is unimportant.
重要的是主耶稣要告诉我们。
The important thing is Jesus wants to tell us.
不管你是谁
，No matter who you are,
你要来跟从耶稣。
You want to come follow me?
就是要这种觉悟。
Then you have to realize this.
就是要这种心智。
You have to have this determination.
就好像这个文士一样。
Just like this scribe.
所以文士他要来跟从耶稣。
So this scribe wants to come follow Jesus Christ.
所以说跟他讲这个需要付出的一个部分。
And Jesus told him what he needs to do to sacrifice.
那今天少年财主也被耶稣要求啊。
So this rich young ruler was also required by Jesus Christ.
你要做完全人。
You need to be a perfect man.
要来跟从我。
You come and follow me.
啊，跟从你。
Follow you?
那不就是南北奔波咯？
Then I am a homeless person.
那这种生活我没有办法。
I can't live like this.
所以马太福音十九章二十二节。
So in Matthew chapter 19 verse 22.
少年财主最后选择的是离开耶稣。
So the end result of this young ruler, he chose to walk away.
圣经强调是忧忧愁愁离开的。
He went away sorrowfully.
如果他听不懂，不用忧愁。
If he does not understand what Jesus said, he does not need to sorrow.
他会很不以为然就离开了。
He wouldn't understand anything and just left.
问题是他听懂啊。
The problem is he understood.
哦，做完全人是这样哦。
This is what I need to do to be perfect.
哦，追求永生是这样哦。
To pursue eternal life, this is so.
是要这么多的付出哦。
I need to pay this price.
对啊，这个就是信耶稣的代价。
And this is a price to follow Jesus Christ.
哦，而且主耶稣对他很好呢。
Jesus treated him well.
哦。主耶稣说你的产业很多嘛
Jesus Christ said you are rich.
所以表示你有能力帮助很多人。
That means you have the ability to help many people.
所以再次你因为很多产业所以你有很多能力可以帮助很多人。
Because you have a lot of wealth, that means you have the ability to help others.
这是今生。
And this is in this life, lifetime.
别人做不到你可以做得到。
Other people cannot do it, but you can.
第二个。
Second.
来世。
In the eternal life.
你就必有财宝在天上。
Then you will gain treasure in heaven.
因为你今生做了这些事。
Because you have done this when you're still alive.
所以很自然，你的产业、你的财产就转移到天上去了。
And naturally, your treasure will be transformed into heaven.
哎，我们的钱要从这个国家弄到另外一个国家，不是要去银行办个手续吗
？And if you need to transfer our money from one country to another country, you need to go to the bank.
一样啊。
Same thing.
地上的钱要转到天上去，也是要办个手续啊。
The money on earth, will be transferred into the heaven.
而且这个手续，主耶稣还跟他讲很清楚了。
And how do we do this? This process is clearly explained by Jesus Christ.
问题他做不到哎。
But the problem is he cannot do it.
你不是来问怎么做什么善事可以得到永生吗？
Didn't you just come and ask me what I need to do to inherit eternal life?
啊，当主耶稣跟你讲标准答案的时候，
When Jesus told you the clear answer,
啊，你又忧愁的离开，
You walked away sorrowfully.
你又不愿意，
You're unwilling.
圣经说，因为他的产业很多了。
The Bible says because he had great possessions.
所以后来是没有得到啊。
So he did not gain it.
所以知道跟做得到是两回事哦。
So knowing and doing is totally separate.
也不是道理听懂就好了。
It's not just you understood the Bible teaching.
少年财主也听懂啊。
The rich young ruler understood.
他知道啊。
He knew.
可是他做不到啊。
But he could not do it.
哦，所以他放选择放弃。
So he chose to let go.
哦，所以主耶稣也是要求这个少年财主。
So Jesus Christ, a requirer of this young rich ruler,
良善的夫子。
This good teacher
要求少年财主要做完全人。
Ask this young ruler to be a perfect man.
哦，所以追求良善。
So to pursue goodness,
就是要达到良，就是要达到。完全的地步。
So you have to be perfect.
这个就是我们要去思考的。
This is something we have to ponder upon.
是神对我们所定的旨意。
And this is the will of God for us.
所以从旧约到新约都是这么说的。
From the Old and New Testament, it is the same.
像挪亚。
For example, Noah.
圣经也强调挪亚是什么样的一个人。
And the Bible told us what kind of man he was.
他是义人。
He was a righteous man.
他是完全人。
He was a perfect man.
他是与神同行的人。
And he was a person who walked with the Lord.
所以从挪亚身上看到他的属灵状态。
So from the life of Noah, we can see his life.
就是被神肯定啊。
And he was vindicated by God.
他的属灵状态是被神肯定的。
And he was affirmed by God.
所以神重用他。
So God used him.
因为表示这个人是有在追求的，在信仰上有追求的。
Because he also had pursued in the spiritual life.
所以神也是希望，神的旨意也是希望我们。
So God's will is also for us.
追求到良善，追求到完全的地步。
To pursue goodness and also perfection.
那这个就是我们要常常亲近神了。
And this is why we need to constantly draw near to God.
那亲近神就慢慢就认识神。
When we draw near to God, we will come to know God.
最后就像亚伯拉罕一样。
And at the end, we will be like Abraham.
跟神的关系是朋友关系耶。
He has a friendship, a kind of relationship with God.
无所不谈耶。
They talk about everything.
连神要去毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉之前，还先告诉他。
When God decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, He came to Abraham first.
神要去做的事，为什么要告诉你
？Why does God need to tell Abraham?
因为他们关系很好啊。
Because they have great relationship.
所以我们要做到完全的地步。
So we have to pursue perfection and reach it.
达到神的要求。
To fit the requirement of God.
那我们就发现，原来我们跟神的关系是很密切。
Then we will realize that our relationship with God is intimate.
第二句话。
And second passage.
常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
这是神向我们定的旨意。
This is the will of God for us.
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
十三节、十四节
，verses 13 and 14。
约翰福音第四章十三节、十四节。
John chapter three of chapter four, excuse me, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13, Jesus said, and Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again." 14, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become In him, a fountain of water spring up into the everlasting life.
神所赐的水
The water given by Jesus Christ.
在人的里头成为泉源，只涌到永生。
And you will become, and in him, a fountain of water spring up into everlasting life.
就是被圣灵充满。
And this is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
常常喜乐。
To rejoice always.
我们要保持常常喜乐不简单呢。
And it is difficult to maintain joyous heart all the time.
喜乐跟快乐不大一样。
There's a difference between joy and happy.
喜乐是从内而外。
Joy is from inside out.
所以圣灵就在充满在我们里面。
And Holy Spirit dwell within us.
被圣灵充满。
And we're filled by the Holy Spirit.
像泉源一样。
Just like a fountain.
一直涌出那个喜乐。
And it springs up a joy.
你也不知道为什么这么喜乐啊。
We don't know why we're so happy or so joyous.
就因为被圣灵充满。
Because we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
那快乐呢
？What is happiness?
那是由外在来的。
It comes from outside.
我今天买一栋房子。
Today I bought a house.
我很高兴。
I'm very happy.
我买一部新车。
I bought a new car.
我很高兴。
I'm very happy.
可是这种高兴是要付出代价的。
But this happiness requires a price.
买车要钱，买房子要钱呢、啊。
When we buy a car or a house, we need to buy it with money.
那就是代价。
This is the price we pay.
啊，不是付出代价就好了。
And it's not just you have to pay this price.
车子会被偷诶。
Your car will be stolen.
哎，啊， 被偷怎么办
？What happened when your car is stolen？
你还没有被偷就开始烦恼了。
Before the car is even stolen, you're starting to worry about it。
房子要维修哎。
We need to maintain our house。
不是买新房子就没事了。
It is not that you bought a new house and everything's peaceful。
哦，所以那个快乐是要付上代价的。
So this happiness requires us to pay a price。
那个快乐相对是有相对的忧愁的。
And
相对的烦恼的。
And when we have this happiness, we will also have the same worries.
那如果被圣灵充满呢？
But if we're filled by the Holy Spirit,
没有啊，没有什么烦恼。
There's no worries.
哎，不管发生什么事，
no matter what happened,
也就是不会烦恼。
We will not worry.
这叫做喜乐。
This is joy.
啊，所以我们今天主耶稣要求我们要常常喜乐。
So today, Jesus Christ wants us to be joyous at all times.
一定要被圣灵充满，才可能做到这个地步了。
We must be filled with the Holy Spirit to experience this.
我们参考以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 5,
18节
verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
保罗用那个醉酒跟圣灵充满做一个对比。
And Paul used drinking wine and receiving the Holy Spirit to compare.
我们还记得《使徒行传》第二章的描述。
And remember the description in Acts chapter 2.
当五旬节的时候，那些人一起祷告得到圣灵的那个时候。
And during the day of Pentecost, when the member received the Holy Spirit.
听到的人有两种。
Those people, there are two types of people that heard it.
虔诚的人。
Those who are devout,
就听到他们用乡音在诉说神的作为，神的伟大。
And they said they're praising the Lord in their foreign language.
他们听懂。
They understood it.
不敬虔的人呢？
Those who are not devout,
听到看到的。
What they saw and what they hear,
说这些人醉酒了。
They said they're drunk with wine.
怎么那么差别那么大？
Why is there such a big difference?
同样得到圣灵。
The people received the Holy Spirit.
同样被圣灵充满的这个一个现象。
And they saw the same scenario.
竟然有两种看法。
But there are two views.
一个是听到看到神的作为。
One, they saw the will and the doing of God.
一个是看到喝醉酒了。
And the other, they saw people who are drunk.
所以彼得后来还要做解释啊。
That's why Peter had to get up and explain.
哦，各位父兄。不要搞错，现在是早上九点，没有人喝酒的。
And everyone, this is 9 o'clock in the morning. Nobody is drinking wine.
他还解释哎。
He had to explain.
啊，既然不是醉酒，不然是干嘛
？And since we're not drunk, what are we doing?
祷告得圣灵，被圣灵充满呢、啊。
We're praying for the Holy Spirit and receiving and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
约珥先知不是有这样预言吗
？And the prophet Joel prophesied.
那你现在看到就是约珥先知预言的内容了、啊。
This is what prophet Joel is prophesying.
彼得还这样做解释、啊。
Peter had to get up and explain.
所以、哦、得圣灵被圣灵充满那个醉酒有时候是好像一线之差、哎。
And so to receive the Holy Spirit and to be filled with the Holy Spirit and also being drunk, it looks very close.
所以难怪很多人来我们教会第一次看到祷告听到祷告有些人就吓死了 跑掉了。
And no wonder when people come to our church for the first time and they saw our prayer, they run away.
不习惯。
They're not used to it.
那一种声音。
The noise,
那一种动作
the motion,
哇，他看了会怕耶。
They're afraid of it.
可是得圣灵的人会怕吗？
But those who received the Holy Spirit, are they afraid?
知道圣灵的人会怕吗？
Those who knew the Holy Spirit, are they afraid?
很高兴啊。
They're happy, joyous.
这个就是圣灵充满。
This is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那保罗为什么要这种强烈的对比呢？
So why did Paul use this extreme comparison?
因为一般人就是这样认定。
Because most people, they would realize.
二方面这样强烈的对比比较好解释。
And it's easy for them to explain.
哦，因为醉酒就是喝酒嘛，哈。
To be drunk is to drink wine.
喝酒就是享受啊。
This is to indulge in pleasure.
啊，享受就是要得到快乐啊。
So when you indulge in pleasure, pleasure, you will receive happiness.
所以才有那一句话叫做“乐极生悲”啊。
And this is why they're saying that you're so happy, you become sad.
快乐大家想要了、哦、
Everyone wants to be happy.
但是快乐过度会有危险的。
But if you're happy too much, then there's a danger.
但是被圣灵充满呢
？But to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
不会有后遗症。
And there's no symptoms.
被圣灵充满是喜乐不断。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you will be joyous at all times.
那神为什么要求我们要常常喜乐？
So why did God tell us to be joyous all the time?
因为这是基督徒的一个特色。
This is a characteristic of a Christian.
好，我们今天不是说要传福音吗？
Today we said we have to preach the gospel.
我们今天传福音不但将神啊神啊这个圣经得救的道理阐明以外，
Not only should we explain the salvation plan in the Bible.
接着下来是我们自己要有体验。
Second, we have to have the experience.
然后我们自己要有为在这个世上要为眼为光。
And we have to be a salt and light of this world.
让认识我们的人在我们身上看到什么。
So those people that knows us, when they see us, they see what?
那如果常常看到我们喜乐呢？
If they see us in joy at all times,
不管我们家发生什么事，
No matter what happened to our family,
就是喜乐以对。
We're joyous at all times.
那认识我们的人不会感到很奇怪吗？
Those people who see us, wouldn't they feel strange?
奇怪，你怎么不会烦恼呢？
Why aren't you worried?
哇，你们家发生那么大的事情耶。
There's such devastating thing that happened in your family.
那你只要淡淡的说啊，感谢神啊。
You only said thank God.
啊，这样就感谢神了。
What? You thank God?
啊，又不是什么好的。
This is nothing good.
啊。那如果我们家发生这种事，我早就去自杀了。
If what happened to your family happened to my family, I would go kill myself.
那你还笑得出来啊？
And you're still smiling?
我也不知道嘞。
Yeah, I don't know why.
就是很喜乐啊。
I'm just joy.
神跟我同在。
Because God is with me.
哦，喜乐不断。
And I have joy without ceasing.
那这种信仰。
And this a spiritual life.
难道不会吸引人吗？
When this faith attract people,
但是很有力量，很有吸引力的。
And this is something very attractive.
也就是认识我们的人对我们的信仰会很好奇呀。
Those people who knows us will be curious of our faith.
会自动跟我们来啊。
They will come to church automatically.
我们不必特别说明什么。
We not need to speak much.
光从我们身上就看到了。
From our life, they can see.
看到神的作为。
They see the doing of God.
看到被圣灵充满的那个样子。
They see the person who was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵充满不是只有存在祷告之中。
So being filled with the Holy Spirit doesn't mean you're only manifest when you're praying.
被圣灵充满的人反而是表达在生活当中。
Those who are filled with the Holy Spirit can manifest in.Throughout their life,
那才真的是圣灵充满。
Then this is a true filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们早上先讲这两个点。
So this morning we will only talk about these two points.
神向我们所定的旨意。
And this is the will of God for us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
430首。
430。
是神赐福的日子。
And this is a day blessed by God.
立位记23章第一节第二节有这么说明。
And in the book of Leviticus chapter 23 verses 1 and 2 says,
在安息日当有圣会。
On the Sabbath day there will be a holy event.
我们这个就是圣会。
This is the holy event.
那既然今天是神所赐福的日子。
And since this is the day blessed by God,
马可福音2章27节28节是这么说。
In Mark chapter 2 verses 27 and 28 says,
安息日是为人设立的。
Sabbath is made for man.
所以神都想到我们了。
So God has considered of us.
重点是我们要来领受。
And the important thing is, are we ready to receive it?
我们用比较多的时间跪在神的面前。
So we will spend a little time to pray in front of God.
跟神交通。
To communicate with God.
向神祈求。
To pray to God.
求主帮助。
Ask God to help.
为教会。
To pray for church.
为家庭。
Pray for the families.
为个人。
Pray for ourselves.
也为慕道者。
Pray for the truth seekers.
这是我们所谓的福音事工。
And this is the work of evangelism.
也不要忘记为教会的圣工人员祷告。
And do not forget to pray for the holy workers in the church.
因为今天是神要赐给我们的福气。
Because today God will give us the blessing.
不用客气。
And don't be shy.
尽量到神的面前来。
Come forward to in front of God.
向神领受。
Pray to God to receive this blessing.
因为神应许我们要得福气。
Because God promises to give us the blessing.
一起感谢祷告。
Let us kneel down to pray in one accord.